One of Washington State's most intense wildfire seasons in recent memory is winding down. The Northwest Interagency Coordination Center reports the biggest wildfires in the state are now either 100% contained or very close to it. Many firefighters in central Washington are now on patrol status, working on fire suppression, repairing fire lines already created, and mopping up. And now teams are being sent in to evaluate the post-fire conditions of some of the burned watersheds to plan how to stabilize them. Robin DeMario is with the Okanagan-Wenatchee National Forest. She says cooler temperatures are moderating the fire activity, but firefighters can't be complacent.
Because we are getting new fires almost every day, whether they're holdovers from lightning that struck a number of days ago to a week or so ago, or if they're abandoned campfires. Unfortunately, that is something that we continue to find in the National Forest.
Officials with the Department of Natural Resources say fire danger remains high, and a fire ban on protected lands across the state continues until September 30th, except for recreational campfires west of the Cascade Crest. Meanwhile, hundreds of firefighters are being demobilized back to their regular units or are returning to college as the school year begins. Others have been deployed to fight five large fires that continue to burn in Oregon.